Today we're talking with Tim Blake, who is the founder of the Emerald Cup, an event that's coming to the Sonoma County Fairgrounds this weekend. Let's begin by explaining to people who've never heard of it what exactly this event consists of.
Well, this is a friendly competition amongst the growers up here in Northern California and now all over the state. It's a medicinal cup. It's an organic outdoor competition. Started 10 years ago as just a bunch of people getting together wanting to celebrate the fall harvest like they do at the other fairs throughout the state and country, and it's evolved into quite an ordeal.
What kind of participation are you expecting?
I think we'll have over 10,000 people for the weekend.
And how many of those are growers?
It'll be interesting to see the mix because traditionally it's always been held up in Mendo and Humboldt counties, which are primarily growers. We've moved it down to Sonoma, which is obviously at the bottom of the Emerald Triangle. And I think it's going to be a really nice mix, probably 50-50 of growers and patients and people coming to learn information about the emerging cannabis markets.
Tell them about some of the special events.
Boy, we've got two stages full of beakers and panels going all day long. We've got a workshop area. We're going to have lifetime achievement awards. Dennis Perone's going to get married on the main stage on Sunday afternoon. Infamous San Francisco attorney Tony Serra is going to proceed over that. And we're going to have 200 vendors. It's all organic, so we've got all organic food, organic clothing, and just a wonderful mix of people coming in that are really happy to be there because we're finally doing something they all feel proud about.
Any concerns about law enforcement?
None at all. We've got LEAP, which is Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, doing our security. We've got sheriffs coming in there for the nighttime shows, for the big show. We've got all the leading attorneys in Northern California coming up, all the doctors. Looks like there's a possibility that Mark Leno might show up on Saturday. We've got the mayor of Sebastopol, Robert Jacobs, coming to speak. This is a very mainstream event that everybody's going to get to come and enjoy.
Tell me about the photo contest.
The photo contest is great. Every year we get more and more of these amazing photos people bring in. We've got macro and long range, so we're giving two awards for that. It's judged by the attendees. So people bring in the photos the day of. We put them up. All the attendees vote, and at the end of the day, she adds up the scores, and we hand out some wonderful prizes to the two winners.
And it's open to anybody just on a walk-up basis?
It is. We're going to allow children in. We've had so many people requesting children to be able to come in because we have a wonderful panel on cannabis with children. We've got Michaela coming down from Oregon, who is kind of an infamous young girl with leukemia. And so we've opened it up. Under 12 is going to be free. 12 to 18, we will pay for an adult price. But, yeah, we're going to have a children's area, and they're more than welcome.
Tim, thanks for taking time to talk with us, and we hope you have a fabulous event.
Thank you.